Hanging Out with Clement on 702. Let's Walk the Talk.
On our Hanging Out feature this morning, we are hanging out with someone who led a team of surgeons when they were using 3D technology for a transplant of a patient's middle ear to cure his deafness. His name is Professor Mashudu Chifularo. He is the man that led that team of surgeons in 2019 to pioneer this groundbreaking medical breakthrough, and he's with us in studio this morning to get to know him better. Thank you so much, Dr. Chifularo, for making time for us. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much, Clement, and to your listeners.
I'm glad you're wearing the same colors as me this morning.
Yes.
I mean, you arrived here at 9. Doctors are interesting. Eh? Like, are you the type of person who wants to arrive an hour before?
I try by all means to be there on time, to keep time. Yeah. You know, you just try to cover for the unexpected, you know, like the traffic. So I said, I must be there on time.
I saw that. And and I must say, when I interview doctors, normally they're the ones that would come here way ahead of time.
Yeah, not serious.
Other people rock up at just 10 to 10 before we start. So that was just...
It's because we appreciate your invite and we want to make sure we're here.
Yeah, thank you so much for making time for us. Good. I want us to start off with, you know, we posted a picture of you coming and our digital guy said, oh, we're going to be joined by this otolaryngologist. Yeah. Help me pronounce it right. And someone responded on Twitter and said, yo, what a big word. How do you pronounce that?
It's Latin, so it's otto, which means ear. Rhino.
Otto, means, rhino.
Yes, which otto means rhino. Noise. Nose, like rhinoceros. And laryngology. So when it, and in simple term, is ENT, ear, nose, and throat specialist.
So otto, rhino, laryngologist.
Yes.
Okay.
Otto, so we rhino, deal with the condition that affect those three areas because they are intertwined.
Yeah.
And then we, for the completeness of it, we add what we call head and neck. So we are otto, rhino, laryngologist, and head and neck, because cancer of the anything in the throat, in the floor of the mouth, in the ear or whatever, it also dealt by us as ENT.
Did you even know what otorhinolaryngologist is when you were in Bahela outside Toyando back in the day?
I will surprise you. I knew absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Even when I applied for medical school, I didn't even know the degree. I just wrote to them, University of Natal. I said I want to become a medical doctor.
Yeah.
They could have put me on a BA course.
Yeah.
You know, honors, masters, and then doctorate. No, they put me straight into the proper course. So I really appreciate those people.
So growing up, you've always wanted to be a doctor from the time when you were still young.
Very interesting. That's exactly what I wanted to do. When I turned, I was doing grade 5, which is standard 3 then. I decided that I would like to become a medical doctor. But that helped me to remain focused. Because once you are focused, there are a lot of things that will try to divert your course. But for me, I work with goal and directions. Because if you don't have goal and directions, every time when you wake up, you will never reach your destination. So I always wanted to be a doctor. So if I go back, I'll still become a doctor. I feel it's an honor to be a doctor, to help people, which is what we help the whole world with the COVID pandemic. If it was not a health professional, the whole world would have been destroyed.
Yeah. Who inspired you, though? Was there, who was, like, when, because when you were that young and you already know that you want to be a doctor, did you see people on television? Were there people in the community, in the family, who were successful or who were doctors who inspired you?
But by then, no, I had no one to inspire me. Back then, we had no television. You must remember, I'm a young adult.
Yes, you are. I forget.
You are forgetting.
Because you look good.
You look young adult, thank you so much. Yeah. Young adult of the early 70s. So the radio, and also when I was sick, I suffered a lot from tonsils and nose bleeding. So every time when I go to the hospital, I'll get this missionary hospital. I used to go to a local hospital called Chirizini Hospital. It still exists till today. So every time, you know, you go there, they help you. I said, you know, I would like to help somebody when I grow up. So when we used to have this class where it was a career guide, and they said, what do you want to become? I stood up and I said to the teacher, I'd like to become a medical doctor. She said, you are too stupid. You don't have the brain. You'll never make it. So forget about it. So that statement alone made me to be determined that I'm going to prove you wrong.
Who says that to a kid?
That's what most of our teachers says. And because I'm a teacher, I've been teaching for the past 30 years now. I'm very, very careful what I tell to the student. My first word is that you are bigger than what you think. And think big and don't allow anybody to talk you down. Believe in yourself, have purpose, and love what you do.
Yeah. Let's talk about what happened in 2019. So prior to 2019, there was obviously no known cure or treatment or surgical procedure for deafness worldwide. Is it fair to say when you guys use this 3D technology, this technology recreated, I suppose, any of the inner ear bones that may be damaged, restoring a patient's ear? So you've somehow managed to find a cure of sorts for deafness.
Yes. What happened was because I did ENT specialization. So when I started as early as 1994, I always loved and I was fascinated by the middle ear and the hearing loss. Because when you lose your hearing, you're isolated from the world around you. Like people who are listening on the radio now, is because they can hear. So when I look at all the other, you know, techniques that were used to restore the hearing, but they've always been suboptimal. You know, so being suboptimal, then I look, I said, what else is there? As I'm doing the research, then I realized there's 3D technology where you can recreate the structure, anatomical structure, anything to almost exact what is supposed to be. That's when my mind was taken into this 3D technology. For a period of almost 10 years, I've been pursuing this. And when I ultimately got it in 2019, and the technician were helping me, I was the happiest.
I mean, that's the first in the world.
It's the first
in the
world.
It's not on the continent or in the region.
No.
That's the first in the world. That's a big deal.
It still stood the test of time. As we speak now in March, it's almost 5 years now. And nobody has challenged it.
Yeah. How did that change your life? Because I remember when the story, I mean, I interviewed you, I think then, if you
remember, in 2019.
It was such big news, not only in the country, but globally as well.
Exactly.
Everybody just wanted to find out more about your work. Everybody was celebrating this breakthrough. How did that change your life?
Oh, it has changed my life in a big way than I've ever expected. It has not yet even changed till today. I'm still getting phone all over the world and the emails. The guys tells me that money is not a problem. So I get email from America, from Australia, Papua New Guinea, UK, you know, France, everywhere where they speak English, India, they want to come. But so my life changed completely. I even changed the medical thinking. That's why when COVID came, they were using a lot of 3D technology. So you cannot talk about 3D in medicine and somehow you don't mention my name.
That's amazing. And we are so proud to have you as ours.
Thank you.
And we can say it's our brother from South Africa, who pioneered this groundbreaking medical breakthrough. Okay, we've got some of your favorite songs that we're going to play as we go along our conversation. I've got WhatsApps coming through. Please keep them coming on 072-702-1702. Maybe you've got a question. Maybe you want to say something to Professor Mashuru Chifularo. You can do that even by calling us on 011-883-0702. You're a big fan of Bob Marley?
Oh, yes.
Which song and why?
Bob Marley, you know, when I grew up and all his songs, let alone the reggae beat, I mean, it's something else. You know, once it plays you, it's sort of like it does something to your whole body. It starts shaking. You just feel like dancing.
Well, back at home, they used to say that you're being demon possessed.
But yes.
Why are you listening to that?
Yes. But yes, of course, I don't take the good stuff. But I just love the music.
Yeah.
So I love Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah.
But the reason is, as an African, it doesn't matter where you are. You are a soldier for life. You keep on fighting in every sphere of life. It has nothing to do with where you are, how successful you are. Even the most successful, they keep on fighting. So which is the reason why I said Buffalo Soldier. You know, you look at the buffaloes that we have. And you see their fight, and you encourage yourself.
Yeah.
You know, the black book said, encourage yourself.
Yeah.
So with that, I encourage myself.
Dreadlock Rasta, fighting for survivors.
Hi, Clement. The guest that you've got there, Dr. Chifularo, is an amazing person. I used to, you know, call on him when I used to work for a certain pharmaceutical company as a pharmaceutical rep. And I always looked forward to seeing Doctor and having, you know, a very fruitful discussion. And he's very academic, and he always gives you the time of day. Very humble. Very intelligent and full of humility. And thank you so much, Doctor. This is Mpo from Irene. Thank you.
Thank you for the WhatsApp, Mpo. Dan Mashau is calling us from Kempton Park. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
I'm good. Yeah, I wanted to say to Dr. Chifularo, well done. I'm really proud of him. You know, even from the time that we were first year together, he's been such a very dedicated...
You were in first year together?
Yeah, but we were roommates.
Really? Where?
I won't mention, he knows where we were.
Okay. How was he?
No, you can tell them.
Okay, we were at Univen.
We're at Univen. We used to do what you call pre-med.
Okay.
We did pre-med, and we were roommates. And he was such a very dedicated man, humbled, you know.
Yeah.
When we used to go out to play soccer, you will come back and find him studying. I said, this one is a bookworm, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of him, really. You know, when I see what he's achieved, you know, he actually inspires us.
Yeah.
To make sure that, you know, we continue encouraging our children as well.
Did you end up in the medical field as well, Dan?
Yeah. I ended up being a pharmacy and I'm a medical director.
Wonderful. Wow. Amazing.
Wow. Congratulations. Thanks, Dan.
For calling.
I was a bookworm because I didn't think I was that intelligent. I was told I'm not intelligent.
Yeah, so you wanted to just work extra hard.
Of course, that's what medicine is all about. Or anything that you want to achieve, you have to work extra hard.
Yeah, wow. Mm. Let's go to some WhatsApp messages here. Who's this? This is Wisdom Claire. I was just, Clement, you're sitting with a gentleman who has touched so many lives there. I'm one of his patients. Today I can hear, after losing my hearing in 2008.
Wow.
The gentleman right there touched my life. May God richly bless him.
Oh
that's amazing. Another person says, Clement, a lion does not attack a buffalo alone. They have to be in a pack. And there's a process in terms of attack and roles. Going alone A Lion Will Be Wounded. Wonderful song there that has been chosen by the prof. Prof, keep flying the South African flag. That's a message from Litsai. Another one says, yo, that person is so empathetic. I'm inspired by this chat with Professor Chifularo. I was also told by a teacher who also told my parents that I was too stupid to amount to anything. It's sad, and I'm glad that he ignored it. That's a message from somebody else. Another one from Dr. X in Bedford View says, good morning, Clement. Today you have a legend in studio, one of the best medics we have in South Africa, Black Excellence. He taught me at undergraduate level at Medunsa in the early 2000s when I was a medical student. He's so calm, so caring, and a brilliant lecturer. He loved training students. That's Dr. X in Bedford View. You've touched so many people, whether through teaching, through your work in helping restore their hearing. What else do you still want to do?
I think I want to continue to inspire people to believe in themselves, let alone the young ones. You know, we grew up in an apartheid system. We told us that we are measured by the color of our skin. And I always say, I'm a black consciousness in the heart. I can do anything. The color of this thing is just the covering. The reason I chose the song, Buffalo Soldier, is because life is a battle out there. In any field of life, even just to breathe in, Clement, is a battle. There are people who can't breathe in. There are people who can't work out of the bed. There are people who can't eat. So every time when you live, you must know that life is a battle and the earth is the battlefield. So every time when, you know, the evening or the day goes, you are an achiever. You have overcome. If I can tell you how you fertilize that first egg. The studies, they say there were millions of them running for that one target. So when I see you, you're already an achiever, irrespective of who says what. Because many could not make it. So life is a battle.
Yeah. How long did it take you to research this 3D technology, and how long was that operation for?
The 3D took me 10 years.
To research it?
To research it. I'm still on it even now. Yeah. I can say almost 25 years, but I'm still on it even now. It's my lifetime. Sometimes you say there's something that you're just destined to do. So when I started training, like you were saying, the Dr. X, in early 1990s, I always was very much interested in hearing and hearing restoration. But 10 years I dedicated to restore the hearing with a 3D. And the operation took at least 2 to 3 hours.
Were you worried something else could happen? I mean, this has never been done before. It's uncharted territory.
Clement, to be honest, because I did a lot of practice before. We are allowed to do practice, you know, in the lab and practice. So I was not really anxious. I prayed about it and I was very calm. And I'm used to have students around me. So during that operation, I was very calm. But I did not realize how big the operation was. For me, it was just doing the thing that I do normally.
Yeah. Maditsi, you're calling us from Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tara.
Yeah. I just want to ask Prof. Chifularo, I worked with him years ago. He won't remember me from at SMU. I just want to know, apart from the citation value, the conference addressing the traveling and all that, did this invention translate into economic benefits for him, number one, but also America thrives on intellectual knowledge.
Yes.
That is all over the world. Did this invention bring both? Economic value, but also not alone fame, but any economic value for him and also into the country.
Got it.
You shouldn't mention any amount, but as a matter of principle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he transform his life? Did he transform the economics of the country?
Great question, Maditsi in Pretoria. Thank you so much. Did you obtain a patent for this? Can you even do that with these medical...
It's patented, and I'm busy with a clinical trial.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you come with something like that, scientifically, there's things that need to be done according to science.
Mm, mm.
And then from there, you're going to start commercialization. Now you're going to fight with the medical aid and all sorts of things.
Mm.
But I think the most important thing for me, don't pursue economic.
Mm.
The economic, you know, spin-off, it will come later. Mm. The main thing that every day when I wake up, I want to see this continue to change people's lives.
Mm.
Because once we can get it approved everywhere, most of our people will be able to access this operation and access this technology, and will make... Yeah. There are a lot of people who need this.
So for now, are you the only one who can use this 3D technology?
At the moment, I'm the only one who knows. I'm the
so that means people are flying from India, America, Australia.
They're flying everywhere.
Yeah.
But of course, like with anything, you still need to have all the regulation, supplies there.
Yeah.
You know, the ethics is there. The medical council and every, they're all there. So I'm still working with that. Yeah. It takes long.
Yeah.
So I haven't, for him to tell him, look, I haven't received anything, but the biggest thing that is more important than money is to get a patient coming and say, thank you, doctor.
For that.
I can hear.
But Maditsi, to just repeat it quickly, from the citation value, from the conference, from the people flying in, we've made some money from that.
Oh, we have, the country made,
Lueda, Lueda.
And those who paid me.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
It's 23 minutes before 11 o'clock on our Hanging Out feature this morning. We've got Professor Mashudu Chifularo. This is the first person in the world to use 3D technology for a transplant of a patient's middle ear to cure his deafness. We're getting to know him better this morning on our Hanging Out feature. He's an otorhinolaryngologist. Did I get it right?
Congratulations.
Let's go to your WhatsApp voice note.
Yes.
Good morning, Clement. Good morning, Clement. I'm inspired by Dr. Chifularo. We want men of his caliber, instead of us mourning in everything, crying, like we are crying babies, crying for houses, crying for everything. Must be innovative like the doctor. We are crying for us, crying for politicians, crying for everything. Let's try to improve our lives like what the doctor is saying. Let's stop being a crybabies. Let's improve our lives. Crying about foreigners, crying about this, crying tomorrow about that. Let's be innovative. Thank you. I'll be dead and well.
Hi, Clement and Doctor. Clement, this is such an inspiring story. The doctor is really inspiring our kids, but my concern is that our kids really want to be doctors. But now when it comes to writing board exams, the HPCSA takes forever. It really takes forever. Like, for instance, my son wanted to do it as well. But now I'm actually discouraging him because we've got about two nieces of ours. It took them 3 years to write the board exam. So it's really discouraging. But anyway, big ups to the doctor there. And then let's hope our country will change. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for that. On the WhatsApp line, someone says, Clement, what a humble, God-fearing man. I had the privilege to work with him in theater. Keep on doing the good work, Prof. This is from Dr. Leticia. And then somebody else says, good morning, Clement and Mashudu. I met him at BedLife, South Africa. He was our deputy chair. He must tell you about his keenness. He is a keen bed watcher as well. That's a message from Joe. So you love watching beds?
Yes, the flying animals.
What is it about watching beds that fascinates you?
You see the greatness of the Creator.
Mm.
Birds are very beautiful. Sometimes I said maybe even the clothes designer or any designer, if they can sit down and watch how the birds look, they're different, they're beautiful. You put a binoculars, you'll see that these things are well created. Everything is just perfect.
Do you? Where do you watch them? Do you travel the world to watch the birds?
I mean, they're just around everywhere where you go, around your house, on the street, everywhere where you go.
But you sometimes travel to just
We travel all over the world. The best travel that I've ever done that I will never forget, it's almost 14 years ago. I went to Ngorongoro in Tanzania, and I went to Kenya, Serengeti, I was there for 14 days.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no, I mean, it was the best holiday I've ever
What's
spent.
What's your favorite bird?
Norina trogon.
Why?
Norina. It's beautiful and it's a quiet bird. And it has beautiful color, green, it's red, and it has a little bit of pale white beak or mouth. But it's such a beautiful, beautiful bird. And we say that when you see a bird for the first time, it's a lifer. In other words, it's life. So there's some birders who are tweeters. So when they see them on TV, maybe they're playing golf, then they tick them. You know, they'll travel all over for that one bird. So, birding.
That is so interesting.
And it's so refreshing. You know, you see a bird, you just feel good.
That is fascinating.
That's God's nature.
Yeah. Kathy, you are calling from Pretoria. Good morning.
Good morning, my son Clement. It's Katie again. I would like to give thanks to Professor Sufularo. I was once his patient. I had a problem. For the past 23 years, I was a flight attendant, and I had ear problem. And he operated me and put the grommet. I've been locating him. I've been searching for him. I couldn't find him. And thank you for making up my day. Right now, I could hear. Even if I finish my career as a flight attendant, I can hear very well. And I thank for his mercy. And he kept on checking on us. And even if when we were flying with him, he'll encourage us to study. He'll encourage us to check on our well-being. And by God's mercy that I didn't lose my hearing, because I was affected where we were flying and then we were hit by a severe turbulence. Doing a non-stop Johannesburg flight to New York.
Kathy, thank you for
Thank you. That's encouraging.
That's
Thanks.
Amazing. Sunny Boy in Pretoria. Hi.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Hey, Tara.
Great, thanks. I just want to say, man, thank you very much. You have brought such a legend into your studio. I don't know how you organize such a man, but you have just made.
I found him watching birds somewhere. I just dragged him. I said, "Come over to the studio."
he operated on my daughter. I think it was 2021.
Yeah.
And a very humble guy, polite. He instilled such confidence in you that even if you are meeting him for the first time, you are sure that I never knew him. I met him when my daughter was having whatever problem. I won't say it on air. And then. He went on, you know, instilling such confidence in us. And it was such a success. And thank you so much, Doctor. Prof, I really appreciate. May God really keep you.
Thanks.
I hope for much more wisdom and health and long life that you'll be able to continue to inspire and help many more. I'm so happy. Clement, I don't know how to say it, Mara. You made my Good Friday again. You made my day. You made my weekend.
That's great, Sunny Boy. Thank you, Lebo.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Lebo Schobela.
Oh, yes.
Are you a big fan of her as well?
I'm spiritual. I'm religious. I am a reverend. I'm a pastor. I believe that a human being is a spirit. We have a soul and a mind who lives in a body. So I love her worship. So when she sings, she brings me very close to my creator. And I start to appreciate everything. Even when I did this innovation, sometime I'll be praying or sometime I'll be worshiping.
While you're operating.
I'll be in yes. So when I, in my theater, when we operate, they know will be worshipping from start to finish.
Speaking in tongues there. Well, you doing that? I love it.
Speaking in tongues and praying. And I even tell the person, I said, no, please go and pray.
Yeah.
Go and consult.
Talk to your creator.
I'm going to pray. Talk to your creator. If the operation is not supposed to be done, I'll say, no, look, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because my spirit said no.
Yeah.
But I'm very spiritual.
Well, let's get spiritual.
So that's why Lewo Sikhobelasi really pushed me. There are a lot of gospel singers, but I love her worship. You can see that she's really bring the heavens down.
Clement, how I know Dr. Chifularo was that you're speaking to Karabo from Pretoria. I was referred to him by my doctor, Dr. Mashego in Eastland, and then even him, when he made that referral and got Dr. Chifularo, he was having goosebumps, you know. Even he was having goosebumps that, wow, you got Dr. Chifularo, he's going to be working on your child. And when I finally met him, the most humble guy, he was laughing all the way. It was me with the jokes even, and he was just laughing. And then he said that after I'm done with your child, you will not come back to me for a second round of a follow-up or whatever. He's gonna come out perfect. And kudos to him. We love Dr. Chifularo, and proud Limpopo boy. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Amazing.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, you're so popular, Dr. how's you? Yeah. It's 10 minutes before 11.
Hanging out with Clement on 702. Let's walk the talk.
We're wrapping up our discussion with Professor Mashudu Chifularo on our Hanging Out feature this morning. Sophia in Mabopane, good morning.
Good morning, Clement. You know, I just don't have words to express my gratitude for Professor Chifularo.
Mm.
You know, I'm just speaking from a medical perspective, but I'm a nurse.
Mm.
To hear somebody speak like he does, it's so humbling, and it's so true of the medical profession that his primary focus is not actually money, but to help the many that need help. You know, and his focus and the fact that he's rooted in God, you know, I believe that when God shows up, he shows up, and he has showed off in him his mercy, his grace, and his sovereignty. You know what we have done with him, Clement, over this weekend? You have no idea.
Sophia.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank
God
you
very
much. Thank you very much. You were the first person to be a professor in your family? Or were the,
did yes,
you,
yes, yes, yes.
And
I'm
to
the
be
first.
A doctor? Were
to
you
be
a first
a doctor,
as well?
Yes.
And what did that, do you have other doctors now?
In my family, in the Chifularo, we are almost 7 doctors.
Oh, wow.
So when you speak to us, you must call us with our first name.
Yeah.
My younger
brother.
You can't
say Dr. Chifularo.
No, because we ask which one.
There's 7 of them.
Yeah. And my younger brother is also, he just become a professor.
Yeah.
So we are 2 professors.
Wow.
So, but I'm just a pioneer in all of it. And we just thank God. And I thank my family for it. So when people phone me and say, Dr. Chifularo, sometimes they think I'm being funny.
Mm.
I said, which one?
Mm.
So for me, I don't mind even he said, no, look, I'm looking for Mashudu. It's okay. It's my first name.
Yeah.
It won't change my title, and it won't change what I am.
Yeah.
Mm. Very good morning, Clement and the Prof. Clement, let me just say to the Prof, Prof, what you are doing is really important to the country, and also the contribution that you're making for those who you have helped, it means a lot. And also to me as a person, as a South African, I really say big up to you. Continue doing the good work. It's very much important as citizens to really give flowers to those who are really contributing positively to this country. Continue to shine, continue to do good. As I hear you saying that you're also a minister, continue to minister so that we can have a free, violent South Africa where everybody will enjoy the fruits of this democracy. Moshe Rabai.
Biko Street, that's also one of your favorite songs. Why did you choose this one?
You know, when I look at Sphiwe Dana, she's a very confident young lady. I'm sure she's sorry to call a young lady. I'm a young adult, almost approaching 60. But you can see the way she sings, the way she walks, and the way she speaks. And when she speaks about Bantu Biko, I learn a lot from his philosophy. I write what I like, and I believe in myself, and I have what it takes. And at medical school in the University of Natal, I used to stay in a block called Biko, Steve Biko block. When I heard her singing that song, I don't understand quite so much, but I think she's talking about that she is proud, even if I think she said even if doesn't have money, but she's proud to be who she is. So the message is that let's be who we are. South African, we're very creative and we're very innovative. And we must not forget that. So we must believe in the talent that God has given us. That's why South African doctor artists, they can go anywhere in the world and still do very well. Sometimes we forget about that.
Professor Mashudu Chifularo, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're really proud of you and you've inspired us so much this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. So I appreciate so much, Clement, and also want to thank my hospital people, my CEO, Dr. Majake, and my communication, Lavi, who help us to be here. And not forgetting the whole community of Steve Biko Hospital and the University of Pretoria and South Africa anyway.
Thank you
so
very
thank
much.
You so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's